Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the LMIC joining us after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed. Mark your calendar for Saturday, February the 2nd. It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 35th Annual All Breed Bull Sale at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12 noon, selling 45 bulls, including Angus, Red Angus, Angus Composite, Black Limousine, and more. For more information and catalogs, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. The Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 35th Annual All Breed Bull Sale, February 2nd in Cheyenne, Oklahoma.
It was a very obvious reaction to word from Cargill Beef that they were closing their beef processing plant in Plainview. Slaughter cattle market took a hit, feeder cattle market took a hit, futures market took a hit, and even wholesale box beef trade took a hit. Jim Robb, top hired hand with the Livestock Market Information Center, says maybe just a little bit of overreaction by the cattle industry markets in regards to this plant closing 1st of February.
Could be a bit of an overreaction, although the futures market was at a strong premium to the cash market. You know, this plant represented about 4% of capacity in the United States. That's a very significant proportion of U.S. slaughter capacity. Now, they clearly were not running at those levels, nor are essentially any of our other beef slaughtering plants. We've had fully 24 months of very difficult packer returns. And, you know, this has really come to bear. Now, 4% may not sound like a lot of adjustment in slaughter capacity, but that's very significant. We're probably talking next year about a 4 to 5% year-to-year decline in total slaughter. Some of that will be a decline in cow slaughter. So this is a major adjustment. The packing business is very much one of being able to operate at a high level of throughput in terms of numbers of animals being processed drives the economics of the industry. And after 24 or so months of very dismal returns, these are the types of adjustments that had been anticipated, but they did come at a bit of a shock. And I think that may lead to a little bit of an over-adjustment in the marketplace. But again, I'm a little bit concerned by the softening in the wholesale beef market, which really shouldn't have happened because of the plant closures. That underlying wholesale beef market is maybe a bit of a longer-term concern.
Lots of head-scratching within the industry about why this particular plant being shut down. One of the things that's being thought about by some folks, are we starting to see some realignment geographically within the cattle business?
I think this really is indicative. This plant closed. This is a major large plant in the Southern Plains. In the deep Southern Plains is where we're going to have the tightest feeder cattle supplies, especially as we see fewer and fewer Mexican feeder cattle and a smaller U.S. calf crop. So I think in the deep Southern Plains, you know, this is very indicative of also the excess capacity in the cattle feeding business, which we've also have, you know, clear across the United States. So there are some cattle feeding operations which have certainly slowed down their feedlot placements, and some that have downsized their actual feeding capacity in the last couple of years. But there may need to be more of that also, as we just have smaller and smaller cattle numbers, and we really have excess infrastructure on both the cattle feeding side and the packing side.
Jim Robb of the LMIC. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30 p.m., selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls. Also, 20 bred Hereford females, some with calves. For more information, call them today at 580-552-1555. And to see the catalog online, just go to dvauction.com. Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.